Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen. I am so excited and delighted tonight, not because of what God is doing, but because of who He is. And I thank God that many people are coming unto God and they want to listen to what God has to say, and they want to hear all of the particular gifts that these individuals that I will highlight have from God. Now then, we are going to go ahead and look at Psalm 136, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 9, then after which we're going to pray, and then we're going to listen to Falling in Love with Jesus, and we're going to have time to meditate before we bring on our special guest, Miss Aquila Lewis out of Oakland, California. So let's go ahead and get into the Word of God. Amen. I'm so excited, and thank God and my family and friends for tuning in. Psalm 136, 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of God, for His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords, for His mercy endures forever. To Him who alone does great wonders, for His mercy endures forever. To Him who by wisdom made the heavens, for His mercy endures forever. To Him who laid out the earth above the waters, for His mercy endures forever. To Him who made great lights, for His mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for His mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for His mercy endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of His holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You, Heavenly Father, for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and You started us on our way, Lord. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for keeping us all day, Lord, and You continue to keep us throughout the night, Lord. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for the weather change, Lord, and we thank You for the sunshine that's coming through, Heavenly Father. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for the highs and lows, Heavenly Father, of life, because the highs teach us that You are able and You are able to bring us up, and the lows teach us that we ought to remain humble in You, Lord. We thank You for the 180 experience, Heavenly Father. We thank You for blessing our eyes to see the glory of God. We thank You for blessing us to remain focused on the things that You're going to do, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, would You help us to continue to magnify and edify who You are, Lord. We ask, would You bless us to glorify Your name, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask that You continue to bless those who are in the hospitals, Lord. Bless them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord. Bless those who are in the hospital, those who are coming out, and those who are contemplating going in. Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord God, we ask that You bless our praise and our just reverence of You to be real, and bless this ministry, Lord, as we go forward to interview Miss Aquila Lewis out of Oakland, California. Lord, we ask that You continue to bless her family and her ministries and the things that she is doing to go forth, Lord, and we ask that this ministry be something that is pleasing in Your sight, Heavenly Father. We want You to know that we love and adore You, Lord, and there is nothing shameful about loving a Lord who is keeping us and who is blessing us, Lord. We ask that You help us to continue to advance the kingdom of God, and that You help us to continue to be guided by Your hand. We ask that everything that we touch and everything that we feel and everything that we see, be blessed through your will and through your spirit, Lord. We ask that you become the main source and the only source that we have, and you become the center of not only our joy, but the center of our lives, Lord, in which you lead in the front and the back and help us, Lord Jesus, to follow you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And we're going to listen to Falling in Love with Jesus, and this was originally performed by Mr. Kirk Wong. And then we will go ahead and call our guest, and we will have an interview with her. Once again, thank you for listening to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. And as you listen to this song, I want you to think about the love of God and how he's kept us, how he's blessed us, and how he's continuing to keep us. Amen. That was Falling in Love with Jesus, originally performed by Mr. Kirk. And I want you to know that God is an awesome God. And we are getting ready to call our guest. And we want to welcome Miss Aquila Lewis to the Love Live Jesus Ministry. So we're going to call her and we're going to introduce her. And then we're going to go about our interview. I'm going to have announcements then, bid you good night. So hold, please.
Hello.
Hello, Miss Lewis.
Yes, this is Aquila.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Great. Thank you for asking. This is Alfreda Love from the Love Lives Jesus Ministry. And hey. Are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Great, great, great. What I'm going to do is I am going to introduce you to our listeners and to our guests, and then after which we will have an interview about your poetry, your modeling, and your different projects that you have going on. Is that okay?
Sounds good.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, I have Miss Aquila Lewis on the phone with me. She is from Oakland, California. I have family up there, and my mom's actually from Oakland, California. And she has been writing poetry since she was in high school. She's very multi-talented. She's well-versed in composing, singing, modeling, poetry, spoken word, journalism, print and radio, and more. She's a graduate of Napa Valley College. And she has just done so many great things. If you look on my site, you will see all of these great things that she has done. But we're going to learn a little bit more about her. So, Ms. Lewis, tell us a little bit about yourself, and then tell us a little bit about the type of poetry you write.
Okay. Hey, everyone. My name is Aquila Lewis, and I'm actually from Vallejo. That's where I was raised. I was born in Berkeley but raised in Vallejo. And then I went to Napa Valley College and transferred to UC Berkeley. And I had family that lived out here, but my grandma's house was foreclosed actually in 2012. So they're relocated now to Stockton, but I'm still here because I like the community. I really like the art-centered community that's happening right now. And it's a great opportunity for me to do my spoken word and all the other amazing gifts that God has really given me. I'm just going to say God because I know it is God.
Right.
Has given me. So, that is part of my bio. But I'm also a publicist for three other artists, award-winning authors. They're really talented. And so it kind of fits that I'm one of the people that kind of represent them. Mm-hmm. And I also book other performers because I see the art, the talent, and that they have. It just inspires me to keep on doing what I'm doing. So I love to book other artists. Mm-hmm. And there's so much many more that I do.
Wow, that is impressive. Now, I want to focus a little bit on your poetry. What are some general things that you write about? And tell me if you actually create poetry in order to make music out of it.
Yeah. Well, I'm really a passionate person. I think about everything that's happening in the world, things that are happening in families, communities, things that the youth are going through, the neighborhood. So I write about it. I talk about it too, but the writing seems to be one of my special gifts. And so I just write down what I see, what I feel. And it's an opportunity for me to be able to speak to other people and kind of help them with the things that they're going through. It's a great conversation builder. So, yeah, that's a little bit of what I do with the writing and the poetry.
Okay, now can you tell me, because I'm still focused on this poetry here. You're very, I can tell that you're a very humble person, and that's really good, and God has blessed you. But when God is blessing you, we're going to show some sign with this. So tell me some of the major themes or titles of your poetry.
Well, my life has been pretty challenging. I grew up in a single-parent family home. I was abused by my dad and my stepdad, and it took, I think about maybe 4 or 5 years ago is when I really started to deal with the fact that, yes, I was a victim. I lived my whole life as a victim to those heartbreaking situations, and I didn't really understand why, even to this day I don't understand why I had to go through that, but I do know that it takes a very special person to be able to endure the hardships of abuse, of rape, of sexual violence, period. Mm-hmm. We are resilient people, but sometimes there's people that are able to handle it a little bit better. So a poem that I have, I actually wrote, from my mom. Because, what is it called? I can't remember the title of that poem. I don't have it with me. I'm walking right now.
Okay.
But another poem that I have is Somebody's Baby, Nobody's Victim.
Uh-huh.
And it's in response to Nina Simone's For Women.
Okay.
So I'm running across the street.
Okay.
And that was, it took me a while for me to realize that, no, I'm not a victim, I'm a survivor.
Right.
And I'm just going to continue to tell my story because people need to hear it. And our stories really matter.
Right.
So that poem, and I really love that poem. I got a chance to see a poem on the stage locally in Berkeley, which is another city that's real close to Oakland.
Okay.
So it's just a wonderful opportunity.
Great. Okay. Now, can you tell me a little bit about your modeling? How did you get into modeling? And tell us a little bit about how it is in the modeling business.
Okay. Well, like I said, I had all those different hardships, and I really didn't like my body. I didn't like how I looked. I felt really uncomfortable, and I didn't understand why. What was the issue? And I kind of it all is tied to that those traumatic experiences. So I got into modeling also about 4 years ago, and it was like a challenge to myself. So the poetry was a challenge to myself too. The spoken word was a challenge to myself. I've been writing since I was in high school, but I had to challenge myself to step out, do what I need to do, to find out who I am, because I really didn't know who I was. I kind of felt like I was walking and living in a bubble, in a cloud. People who've had traumatic experiences like that, some of them have a hard time coping, even until adulthood and until being an elder as well. I know there's some elders that are still suffering from a traumatic experience that happened when they were a child. So that's kind of how the modeling came about. I had to look into the mirror and say, you are beautiful,
right,
and this is why.
Mm-hmm.
So that is another way for me to be able to find out who I am. And I was able to combine my journalism, my poetry, and the spoken and the modeling together at different fashion shows. I just finished a Making Contact, National Public Radio Making Contact Storytelling Fellowship, where I was actually telling my story of being a plus-size model and body image issues and the issues that I guess kind of developed from when I was abused. So I'm gonna be airing that, re-airing it on my radio show. I have a radio show called All the Rest of Us at 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley.
Okay.
And so our show is going to be highlighting on body image and the things that women go through.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
That is excellent. I'm just listening and taking notes. Now, tell me now a little bit more about your radio station. What type of conversations with people do you have, and what type of people come on your radio show, if any?
Well, it started because myself and two of my other friends and one of my clients, we put together this radio show called All the Rest of Us, because it is basically about us being a spoken word artist and being artists, period. And so we want to tell our story, but then we also saw that there's other people that need to tell their stories too. So we highlight artists all over. One of the members is from L.A., so she's sharing, interviewing people that are in that area, and then the other two are from the Bay Area. So we're just highlighting just artists that have stories to tell and words to give, and artistry is blossoming. So, every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m., 89.3 FM, KPFB. And we also have a Mixcloud, which is www.mixcloud.com/allthereftofus.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the different shows, we archive that on that site.
Okay.
We have a Facebook page as well. Mm-hmm. Basically, All the Rest of Us is where you can look us up.
Okay.
So we just need to find opportunities, unique opportunities to be able to share who we are.
That's right. That's exactly right. Okay. Wow. Just really impressed. Now, you served as the entertainment chair for the annual Empowering Women of Color Conference.
Uh-huh.
Tell us a little bit about that, and what was your experience like with sharing that?
Man, you know, you're actually the first person that's ever asked me about that experience.
Yay.
So I appreciate that.
Okay.
So I've been, I founded the entertainment component of the Empowering Women of Color Conference.
Uh-huh.
And basically, about 10 years ago, I came as an all-volunteer, actually,
uh-huh.
all-volunteer, student-run, there's some community members, organization at UC Berkeley, graduate students, undergrads. And I came and I went to one of their conferences that they had, and I was like, wow, this is a great conference. I want to see how I can become a member and be on the committee.
Mm-hmm.
So the next year, you know, I came to one of the meetings and said that I'm interested, and I was looking around just to see what they had, and I noticed that they didn't, at the conference, the next conference that I went to, they didn't have any entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And so I told them that I'm interested in putting together the entertainment component. And so I've been doing that ever since 2005,
mm-hmm.
and I'm actually retiring this year.
Oh.
This is my last year doing that, and I'm training somebody to take over what I started. And then another member who passed away in 2010, her and I put together a DJ female workshop in 2008,
mm-hmm.
and that's been going on since then too. So it's just all of the nationally acclaimed, some of them are award-winning DJs, female DJs, just to tell their experience and the basics of what it's like to be a DJ. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I really love doing what I do. I don't like the fact that I didn't get paid, but that's kind of like what the organization was about. Some of them didn't get paid, but the coordinator, it was a paid position.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Maybe hopefully they'll think about changing that.
Oh, wow.
But other than that, it's my first time ever doing anything volunteer for a long time.
Right, right.
But I enjoy doing what I do.
That's excellent. Now, as I said before, you're a very humble person. Tell us, you told us about the entertainment and how you were the founder of the entertainment and things of that nature. But
mm-hmm.
you put on a workshop for female DJs, and most of these DJs are award-winning DJs. Am I correct?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else was into that entertainment piece that you had? What else did you do? Because I know there's something else you did as well. You're just being humble, and I just want to share it.
You're asking me, was there anything else that I did that was different? No, it was just booking entertainment from
right.
the Bay Area. Some of them were out of town. One thing I think that was really cool is that I booked Guapole for one of the conferences.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was 2012.
Uh-huh.
And to this day, like, I saw her and her manager, and they're like, we want to come back.
Right.
So that was really special. I really appreciated that opportunity to do that. That's basically it, just booking the entertainment,
okay.
finding it, and making it work. And then another thing important this year, I have an event space
mm-hmm.
that I am co-founding with another poet as well, mm-hmm. and have the opportunity to book artists, and it's kind of like my space. I mean, it's kind of like my venue, event venue.
Right.
It's in a restaurant, so it's actually theirs, but, you know, it's my thing, you know?
Right.
So that's a really important and special.
That's good. Okay. Now,
mm-hmm.
your work has been published in numerous magazines and newspapers and radio stations. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that experience and how all of this came about with the recognition from magazines, newspapers, radios, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just love to write. I really love to write and get, like I said earlier, I needed to find outlets for me to be able to get out the things I needed to say. I started the journalism mostly when I was in college at UC Berkeley. There was a black newspaper called The Honest Express.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it was just a way for us to be able to express what was happening in the Black community. It was a Black-owned newspaper. Now it's a news magazine. Mm-hmm. And what was happening at Cal, what was happening in the Bay Area, what was happening all over the world, as far as African-American and African issues as well. Mm-hmm. So that was the foundation of where it started. And then from there, I'm really interested in a lot of cultural issues, and so I started applying for those type of newspapers where it was a minority centered or whatever, women centered. Mm-hmm. And I did something with the Globe newspaper. It's non-existent today, but I did that. Mm-hmm. And then I've had lots of newspaper articles or entries, and like I said, radio. I started doing, I was a part of the First Voice Media Apprenticeship Program, mm-hmm. where I got a chance to learn the basics of radio and really discover what my story was. And that's when my grandma's house was being foreclosed at that time, so I was able to help get her story out too, so that was really great. So I have newspaper, magazines, radio, and I was like drawing a blank. What else did I do? The publicist, PR marketing. Uh-huh. It's all, I really like communication. It's just a great way for me to be able to share who I am, but also help others as well.
Oh, that's excellent. That is so excellent. Now, I've also learned that you're creating children's books focused on issues in relation to social justice and community. Tell us a little bit about those books.
Sure. A lot of it is through my poetry. I really want to be able to figure out a way to give a voice or help other people find their voice. Those who have been victimized as children, victimized, and then as adults, they really don't know who they are. A lot of it's because they've been traumatized.
Right.
So children's books are just a really easy way to be able to get out what you want to say, either through pictures or through little words. So I'm kind of working on that now. I'm not sure when it's going to be done.
right. Okay, that's great. Do you have like a...
That's soon, hopefully.
That's right. So when we talk about your long-term and short-term goals, would one of your goals be to mentor hurting children or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Okay.
Most definitely. I can't get away from it even if I wanted to. It just seems like it's a part of me. It seems like it's calling me.
Right.
So that's definitely a goal. And I actually got a chance to see one of my dreams and my goals happen with the event space.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, I'm kind of by a freeway.
That's okay. Be careful.
And so that's another goal,
mm-hmm.
for people. For a lot of people who really don't know how to perform or use a microphone,
right.
It's a safe space for them to be able to get, to talk, to sing, to dance, to network. And so that's really a goal that I really want to do.
That's great. Now tell me a little bit about your singing. Do you sing at venues? Is it ministry singing, or is it, what type of singing are you related to?
The singing actually started when I was a little girl, singing in church,
mm-hmm.
singing everywhere. I'm classically trained.
Mm-hmm.
I almost had an opportunity to sing with the opera, but I decided not to. I'm still trying to figure out why, I really want to kind of combine my poetry and my singing together.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be kind of cool. So I'm not really singing as much as I want to. I can feel it. My spirit really wants it.
Yeah.
I do sing gospel, classical. I'm interested in R&B. I've done some backup for some artists. And then that's also where the composing comes in. Mm-hmm. Actually, I just recently got something for me to work with a saxophonist. Uh-huh. And I'm not sure if he wants me to sing. I know he wants me to write some of my words so that he can play. So I'm really looking forward to that, because saxophone is my favorite instrument. Mm-hmm. So it's just great working with people. I really like it. I really like collaborations. Right. Because it shows our gifts, our talents. It kind of pushes us to go further. And I like the opportunity to be creative and just to find out who we really are.
Wow, I'm so impressed. So do you have anything else you would like to share as far as anything with your gifts and talents or youth that we didn't mention in the interview?
No, I think that is it. I just want to encourage anyone who is interested and has the skills to be a performer, or even if you don't think you have the skills, just to try it. Because you never really know what you can do until you try. Okay. And I think everyone is really beautiful. I don't know if listeners have opportunities to see this new show called The Empire. Mm-hmm. That's like a phenomenon happening right now on television series. One of the reasons why I like that is because you can actually see them doing the music, doing the working with the recording, working with the team.
Right.
I don't know, I get kind of excited about it.
Right.
So, and that happens every day all over the world. People, artists are creating music, they're creating poetry, they're creating, they're on the stage acting, they're on the films doing their thing. And we as people, we buy into it. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of interesting. I have a lot of thoughts that flow in my mind because of that. But I just want to encourage people just to be you.
And I want to say that I really appreciate you taking out the time at this hour to come and interview with me. You have a very sweet disposition and spirit. You are very humble, and God has blessed you to do so many things. And I encourage you to share and be that voice that you're speaking of for other people, because, believe it or not, I was just telling someone day before yesterday, there are so many hurting people out there who are abused physically, mentally, spiritually, I mean, in all facets, you know, in the entertainment world, gospel world, and in the regular world that we live in. And it's so important that we become that voice for the people and let them know that there's help out there. So I really appreciate your demeanor and how you're able to...
Thank you. The humbleness really does come from God, because,
right.
I'm not really a type of person that's selfish. It's hard for me to be.
Right.
But I am thankful for those that need to hear the humble side of what a person really is, who a person really is.
That's right.
Yeah, that's me. I'm really passionate, and sometimes it does scare people, because I want to make sure people are fair.
That's right.
That's why I'm passionate with everything that I do.
That's right. I admire that. So, you sure you don't have anything else you would like to say, or?
I guess this is where the humbleness comes in.
Okay.
I recently got chosen to get an award, the San Francisco Natural Born Artist.
Oh.
I'm a performing artist of the year finalist.
Yay!
And I'm representing the city of San Francisco.
Great.
I just got my email today, actually, saying that they're going to be sending my certificate.
That's crazy.
And so March 2nd, uh-huh, I'll find out if I'm the winner for nationals in that category.
Wow.
There's like 9 different categories,
uh-huh,
and mine is a performing artist
that
of the year.
Great, Miss Aquila. That's great. Be sure to
thank you.
Let me know the outcome. I want to know.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I really couldn't. I couldn't believe it because that actual performance that I did,
uh-huh,
I couldn't hear the keyboardist. Like there was technical difficulty.
Uh-huh.
And I was kind of upset, and then I just forgot everything that was happening and just performed.
Right.
So I guess God was with me. He always is.
Oh, yeah, God's with you. Yeah. I'm so proud of you. Excellent. That just made my night. Yay!
Okay.
Thanks. Wow.
All right. So, I am looking forward to getting awards because, I deserve it. Shoot.
Right. That's exactly right. Well, do you have anything else to share or anything?
No, I would love to come back and share some more.
Sure, I would love to have you. And hey, can you tell the listeners your contact information as far as your email or,
Sure.
Yeah, probably.
So the best way to contact me, I guess it's through my personal email because I have all the other emails for the other businesses. So my name is Aquila Lewis, and my email is Aquila, AQUEILA _ LEWIS 78 at yahoo.com. And you can find me on Facebook under my name, Aquila, AQUEILA, my middle initial M, last name is Lewis, LEWIS. And that's how you can find me.
Okay, and do you have any CDs or anything out yet, or you're still working on them?
You know, the crazy thing. The crazy thing is I'm really busy helping everybody else.
Uh-huh.
I really need to sit down and really work on getting me together, too.
That's right.
As far as the CDs. But most of it is in my heart and in my mind. And this year, I am making it a goal to work out the CD and get out the children's book or a book of poetry or anything. Because I already have the material.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going to do.
Great, Miss Lewis, and I really appreciate you one more time for coming on the Love of Jesus Ministry. Be sure to tell your friends about this ministry, okay?
I will, definitely. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and you have a blessed night, and be safe out there.
Oh, I am. You too.
All right,
bless
take
you.
Care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Aquila Lewis, and she interviewed with us. And I want you to know that this was a phenomenal interview. So please be sure to continue to support and be sure to continue to look at her web address. All right, be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, psalmists, please be sure to Facebook at Free to Love. That's ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. I would love to have you on the Love Live Jesus Ministry where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, also make sure that you check out my new website, the AfridaLoveShow.com, AfridaLoveShow.com, when I attend different events and venues and when I'm invited and have the opportunity to speak with artists and other people. I'm going to put all that information on there, including videos and different event write-ups and things of that nature. So please be sure to check out that. Also, check out the new site that's coming up entitled starringteachers.com, starringteachers.com. And when I say teachers, I'm speaking about school teachers, but I'm also speaking about individuals who teach children, individuals who deal with people because even if you're not in a public school and you deal with people, you're still a teacher. So please check out that website. I'm going to highlight teachers. We're going to have interviews from this radio station with teachers. We're going to look at best practices. This is also the consulting business that we have here. So be sure to check out that website as we set it up. I will have my business cards on tomorrow, God's will. In addition to that, just make sure that you pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. And be sure to pray for those individuals who you know and those who you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous avails much. And we have to pray one for another. I really like what Ms. Lewis said concerning her community outlook, in which she focused on different things that happen within the community, especially abuse and violence. It's very important that you become whatever you're going through. You become a voice for whatever you're going through. Whatever it is that you're going through, you become a voice. God says that you must speak this in the atmosphere. Man, I'm speaking in the atmosphere that I want to help empower people and bring their gifts to light through the Love of Jesus ministry, through the Afrita Love Show. I want to do that. I want to travel and I want to speak, not only on education, but I want to minister and teach the people. And God is going to open up those doors. God says that you must believe, you must speak those things in the atmosphere. And so it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that we begin creating our destiny and our will that the Lord has given unto us. In addition to that, make sure that you mark your calendars for the second weekend in June. We're going to have a youth talent show as well as an adult show. I've been telling people about it. People are putting it in their cell phones and on their calendars, and I really appreciate that. So be sure to mark your calendars. And as I said before, it's going to be on the Internet, and we're going to be receiving video submissions as well. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to focus and concentrate on God, our Father, because God is good and He's able to do just about anything. God is able to do anything but fail. So it's very important that we continue to lean and depend on God, and we continue to trust God for who He is, and know that whatever God has promised, He is going to deliver. On yesterday, I spoke about big things. And I said you must remain focused and you must get rid of your fragile mind. Ladies and gentlemen, the 180 individuals who are already dressed for success and who are walking into their destiny, you must stay focused. This is not a time to become fragile. God is going to put, it's kind of like how we put blinders on horses so they won't be distracted. God is going to put blinders on you so that you can stay focused in the will of God, because God is getting ready to take us to some huge places and give us some huge opportunities. But we must be ready. God says you are ready through the will walking, because as you're walking through the will, God is leading and guiding you, and He's preparing you. God says He goes to prepare a place for you, where He's not just talking about during death. He says there is a place for you when you are alive that you can experience and enjoy. So it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that we continue to walk into the will of God and continue to trust in God and believe in who God is. And I thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Live Jesus ministry. Please come back on tomorrow as we are praying with love. God is just good. He's doing some magnificent things. And if you don't know who our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is today, I would recommend that you get to know who He is, because you will never be the same once you meet our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's very important that you have a relationship with Him. It's very important that you come unto God. And I told you there's three type of people, you know. And those individuals, we have those who are already walking in the wheel, those who are getting dressed, and then we have those who are thinking about coming into the will of God. And so it's very important that you identify with one of those categories and you begin walking in the will of God. I'm going to play this song by the late Reverend Clay Evans, "There Is Room at the Cross." And God is saying today, there is room at the cross. Then after which, you will hear the Love of Jesus ministry conclusion, the song, and that's about it. And so I want to tell you, if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is Reverend Clay Evans. There's Room at the Cross, followed by the Love of Jesus Ministry conclusion song. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. This is your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Hallelujah! The ground is level.
Ain't no big eyes that look you. Some folks may not want you, but to every prostitute, every drug addict, every wine owner, there's room. And that don't just make you feel good. Look over there and tell somebody that there is room at the cross for you. Put your hands together. I just have to tell you that. Now there's room. At the cross. For you. You. There is a room. Room at the cross. For you. Yeah!
Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.